The state budget loosens residency requirements for public employees in dozens of Wisconsin communities. Milwaukee is making the biggest fight against the budget language, and the matter is now before a circuit court. Meantime, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett has announced all non-police and fire unionized city employees are getting a small raise, and the workers will get an end-of-the-year bonus of about $600 if they keep living in the city. Barrett says he's using positive reinforcement.
If you work in a private business and you want someone to work on holidays, you might give them more money. We want them to work in the city, live in the city, we give them more money. Seems pretty fair to me.
Barrett says a larger bonus is probably needed, but he says the city is offering what it can under the revised state collective bargaining law that limits local pay increases. He says new contract talks are underway with Milwaukee police and firefighters who were not directly affected by Governor Walker's crackdown on bargaining for public workers. Walker says he thinks Milwaukee offering a residency bonus is great.
I don't have any problem. My point all along has been, if you want people to live here, you should give them a reason. I've said good schools, safe streets, a good economy are all three pretty good reasons. It's a bonus. You think that's part of it? More power to them.
However, the Walker administration is expected to keep fighting for the state budget language that loosens residency requirements, and now in Milwaukee's case at least, costs city taxpayers more to keep workers in the city. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.